Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Cannabis Hangout. Today's episode will be a part of our terpene talk series, where we break down two terpenes at a time and tell you all about them and what their benefits are. And today we're going to be zoning in on myrcene and caryophyllene.
So as you guys know, terpenes can range from earthy to floral, as well as musky and citrusy. Smelling ones and figuring out what terpenes work best with our endocannabinoid system is something that's super unique to each one of us.
It sure is, Saba. And with that being said, let's go ahead and dive into the first terpene called myrcene, Sab.
So, myrcene. Myrcene is another common terpene that is found in cannabis. It's actually one of the going to be one of the most common. It has musky, spicy, and earthy scents that help with its sweet profile. It can also be found in plants such as eucalyptus and lemongrass, and fruits like mango. Mango actually has very high amounts of myrcene in it. You would not think mango. Mm-hmm. I work with somebody who can smell a myrcene strain and be like, oh, that smells like mango. And I'm like, what? That doesn't smell like mango to me at all.
Wow.
So shout out to Michael. Most indica strains contain high amounts of myrcene, which is why you feel super relaxed and at ease, is because this terpene has a lot of calming effects for the mind and the body. So when I think of indica, I think of in the couch. And then in turn, I also think of myrcene because it makes me super calm, helps me unwind after a long day. And if I'm in any pain or my body's at discomfort, myrcene also helps relax all of that. It has powerful antibiotic, anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving, and sedative effects that can help patients who suffer from insomnia, pain, bodily discomfort, cancer, just to name a few. And it's said to help with diabetes, which I read, which I thought was pretty cool, but I would definitely want to do more research on that because my mom has diabetes. So if this is something that could help her, I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, to really focus on
exactly
a terpene that could help her a lot.
Totally, which I think is really cool. It's also crazy what this, like just terpenes in general, can do for your body and have so many beneficial factors that even as we are diving in and doing more research on terpenes, and I feel like I'm teaching myself a lot, it's cool just to see how similar they can be, but
yes,
also how unique and how very detailed each like property is.
Different, but like they all, I don't know, I feel like they kind of merge in a way. I feel like a lot of terpenes are anti-inflammatory.
I agree with. It's also crazy. I was thinking about it as I was researching that there's a lot of studies that have been done on cannabis and terpenes and cannabinoids, but it's like, I feel like it's just like, it hasn't even really happened. Like even when I was researching terpenes, I was like, is there more that can be done with this? Is there things, ailments that we haven't treated yet that, you know, that we haven't even like figured out, oh, this terpene or, you know, this part of the cannabis plant could help. It's just crazy to think about that. I feel like we haven't even really dove in as deep as we could and know as
I
much.
Know. And that's why like we're here talking about terpenes too, is because I feel like it's not always something your cannabis user like thinks about, you know, or like associates weed with. You know, when you think of weed, you don't automatically think, oh, you know, terpenes or what's the terpene profile? Like that's not always just like that's part of the stigma that's not, you know,
totally
associated, but
yeah, no. And it's, I mean, even as, a bud tender, when people come in and they say, you know, I have really bad inflammation and my back's hurting, or, you know, I just had surgery or I'm about to have surgery and I'm going to be in a lot of pain and discomfort. what do you think would be good for that? And that's where myrcene, as I was reading and researching, it was kind of compared to a muscle relaxant because nice. That's exactly what it does. And so strains like Granddaddy Purp, 9 Pound Hammer, OG Kush are high in myrcene, which really helps those effects. And so Granddaddy Purp and 9 Pound Hammer are also great for people who are insomniac. So when patients come in, I know what strains to recommend based on the terpene profiles that I try to study. Yeah. And we have them on deck, which is cool. Cause when patients ask for specific things, I'm like, cool, let's do some research together, which not only helps teach me more, but also empowers them right. to learn because nobody, not many people really know about their terpenes.
Yeah. And experiencing it like firsthand like that, you
exactly.
know, as and like a bud tender, but also like as a consumer, mm-hmm. like not just a customer, like you, yeah. you are like both consumers. You're just behind a counter.
Exactly. And I feel like I don't know, maybe this is just me, but if that was me on the consumer side, I feel like if a bud tender took the time and was like, yeah, let's find out together and really like flipped open a book, I'd be like, wow, this is really cool. And I'm learning something that I don't know. But two, this person's really taking the time to open it just to make sure, one, that they are correct and get me the
yes,
proper thing.
That's
two,
more admirable.
Take the time to educate me, which that's, I mean, even with this podcast, and I mean, being a bud tender, that's something that I feel so passionate about is educating people, because the more you know, the better your experience will be. And we say this all the time. It's so important to have hold over your journey and not just go based off of what your friends and family say
yes.
or based off of what you're seeing on like Instagram.
Yeah, like you can take a good recommendation that way
totally,
from a friend
yeah.
or whatever, but all of our bodies were so unique and
so different. Like, I mean, even with my anxiety, normally indicas are supposed to be better for anxiety, but indicas kick my anxiety in because I'm an overthinker. So when I'm in the couch per se, I can focus, hyper focus on the things that are really like stressing me out versus me being like wanting to be a stimulated person. And so I thrive on sativas because it makes me want to be hyperactive and yeah. just like work and not really so much have to think about my and like simmer on my problems, but more so, cool, what can I do to get rid of this problem?
Productive.
And work towards it. Yeah.
More
it just
a
is a completely
headspace.
Different. Totally. And it changes my mm-hmm. headspace, which I think is really cool. But yeah, those are just some really, you know, cool things about myrcene and how beneficial it can be. And obviously with more research, you can target more in-depth needs. And honestly, that's exactly why we chose to do this episode series, is to encourage people to learn more about them and take ownership in researching their terpenes for their ailment, to really take, again, full control of your cannabis journey. And that's the thing, is we're all in this journey together, but I feel like a lot of people don't know, aren't educated or in tune with their body and the proper way to dose and medicate, which in turn becomes harder on their just full experience and what they're wanting to obtain. So it's like, especially the new users, I feel like they dip their toe in and then one bad experience and they completely take their foot out because they're like, no, but
yeah, research is important. I know it's not always like yeah. what you want to do right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And I'm no angel with that because I've done that so many times where I've just gone in or haven't known anything, you mm-hmm. know. We all do that, but just to be mindful about
totally.
That is key in your cannabis experience.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, even while researching cannabis,
you're ahead of the
for
game
your
doing
body,
that.
Yeah. But I feel like you learn more about your body
you
with
do.
That too. Like there's so many things that, I mean, at the end of the day, our body has an endocannabinoid system. So they do work very well together. And so if you go and research, like even as I was researching myrcene and just all the terpenes that we've talked about so far, I feel like I learned a little bit more about my body that I didn't know.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That just means I'm more in tune with myself.
Exactly. Knowledge is power.
It sure is.
So let's dive in to the second terpene that we are going to be talking about today. This one is the infamous, how do you pronunciate this? But according to Leafly, which I think is one of my favorite sources for all things cannabis, they had in parentheses, caryophyllene.
I say caryophyllene.
Okay. So
everyone says it different.
I know. Caryophyllene is the way I got on YouTube and went to the pronunciation because I was like, what is this? How do you say this? Like, I will sound really smart if I know how to pronounce this word, you know, when it comes to cannabis. But so yes, caryophyllene. So this terpene is on the spicier side. It's, you can find it in black pepper and basil and oregano. So like also with cinnamon and clove. It, like we said earlier, has anti-inflammatory properties like several terpenes do. Mm-hmm. They all hold hands. These little terpenes hold hands in that way. But yes, and just like relieving major stress and the benefits behind that. It just, this caryophyllene, catching myself here. it just allows me to relax. And this has honestly been, whenever we were both researching these, I was like really into caryophyllene because I remember it from like essential oils.
Yes.
Whenever I used to buy like Young Living and stuff back in the day. But I will dive into that in a minute. But so caryophyllene is unlike any terpene because it's really the only one that has the ability to directly activate and bind to our CB2 receptors, which is very unique, which means that there's just an array of medicinal benefits that come along with this terpene. And something really cool about this one is that it helps to treat addiction. I know that sounds wild, but I remember like I've had close ones to me struggle with addiction. And I remember I am a very like holistic, natural minded person. And I wanted to help them figure out something that would make them feel good and like help with like withdrawal symptoms whenever that was happening. And so I was all into essential oils and I still am, but not as much as I was back then. And figuring out like what would, you know, addicts, addiction, withdrawal symptoms, like figuring all of that out. And caryophyllene was the major one for it. And this specific terpene is found in the copaiba oil that I bought from Young Living. And I would literally like put this in these little like veggie capsules and like mix it with coconut oil or something like that. And put them in like the freezer and like have them to where like they could just take them like in the morning or like throughout the day.
Yeah.
And the feedback from this was really awesome.
Really?
Yeah. I remember it like making this one specific guy and just feel good.
Yeah.
And like I knew it was important to like keep making them and like stalking him with it. I think it was just like an overall like a mood booster, clear thinking, obviously your body. And it was like helped a lot with withdrawal symptoms. And those are so real. And to be able to like cope with marijuana for that and to have terpenes that are specific that actually help that. Mm-hmm. Which is so cool. Yeah.
Which, I mean, we know a couple people and we've had a couple people on here that have struggled with addiction and various forms of it. But how cool is it that they are now addiction free or on their way to be addiction free because of this natural plant and specifically because of these terpenes and cannabinoids that are in this plant? Strain specific to help with their needs. And I mean, these same people know that strains like green crack aren't for them because it kicks in their hyperactivity and they just, it stimulates them
not in a way that they need to be
too
stimulated.
Whereas something like GG4 is going to more so calm their system and just make them feel not so crazy and, you know, just more in control of their, of their minds, of their thoughts.
I like that as, you know, instead of muscle relaxer pills and all of this.
And Xanax, just all the things that like make your body.
Marijuana is like your natural universal healing within your body. Like lavender essential oil is like that. It's just a universal oil for your body. It doesn't matter what it is.
Exactly.
It's going to help you out some way. I feel like, but you can find, a few strains just so I know you're curious, to find the caryophyllene terpene in. You can find it in Purple Punch, Girl Scout Cookies, Bubba Kush, Sour Diesel, Kim Dog, and also the original glue, the OG.
The OG.
Yeah.
OG. But so this is something we just, I mean, we're going to continue with a couple more terpenes, and this is something we are very passionate about. You get out what you put in.
The
more you put in, the more you get out. Brandon and I have,
Bingo.
I mean, have been putting in the work, and we've obviously with this podcast, we've had to be a little bit more aligned with our cannabis journey and more mindful of what we put in our body. Not that we weren't anyways, but now that we know.
It's allowing us to grow through the process of it.
And be more woke, I feel like, to brands and companies who are doing it right. We've interviewed some amazing companies that we are very much so in line with. Mm-hmm. And we love the
with similar the product, passion. But they do something different. Totally. And why?
Yeah. And it's everyone's, really cool. Just everyone's ways of doing things are so different, but it's really cool that a plant's able to connect all of us.
Yes.
And we see so many medicinal benefits for so many different types of people, which is so fucking cool.
And I thank God for marijuana and all the terpenes that are, that come along with it.
Yes. Guys, I think this wraps up this week's episode of the Cannabis Hangout. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in and joining us. This honestly is really cool that we get to do this with you guys once a week.
So grateful.
Yeah. And that we have every single person that's listening right now, even if it's 4 or 5 minutes, even if it's for a whole episode, we just appreciate that you take the time out of your day to be able to educate yourselves while taking the time to be here with us.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging with us, guys, and stay tuned for another Terpene Talk series. And as always,
stay medicated.